Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
No one sees the struggle in here. No one sees the hardship. The early mornings you get up. No one sees any of that. They just see your hands raised or not. And if it is, oh, what a great guy. Oh, I wish I could be that guy. I wish I could be that guy. But they're not clapping, wishing they could be you. At 5 in the morning when you get out of bed, when it's pissing rain outside, to come and train with a hand to be raised. They don't want to be that guy. They just want the glory. And that's the differential of a champion.
Bro, ask yourself these three questions because they will change the trajectory of your entire life from this point forward. The first question, what do I actually want? Not what your parents want, not what looks good on paper, but what do you actually want? Question two, what's stopping me from getting it? And be honest with yourself, is there something that actually stands in the way or is it just fear? Question three, what am I willing to sacrifice in order to achieve it? Because everything has a cost. Time, comfort, relationships. What is it that you're willing to give it? Answer those questions with brutal honesty and you'll have complete clarity on what it is that you need to do next.
Eliminate the outcome. Stop being driven by rewards. Stop being driven by, if I get this, I'm gonna do this. Just work. And if you don't get what you thought you were gonna get, show up and still go to work. Because along the process, what's more important? What you acquire or who you become? And a lot of people think what they acquire is the thing that makes them who they are. No, it's who you become in the process of chasing what you want to acquire. Change expectation for appreciation. Extract the lessons and the blessings from the situations that didn't turn out the way you wanted them to turn out. But most importantly, man, approach it and eliminate the outcome. Just go for it, work.
Just a reminder, what you want, wants you way more. So get rid of the desperate, lack, fearful energy trying to chase it and realize who you are, be the magnet that you are, and attract it.
Don't do things just because you think you're going to get something for it. That's not why we do things. Do what's interesting to you. Follow what's interesting. Don't worry about the outcome. We don't know. We can't predict the outcome. We can never predict the outcome. Follow your own inner guide. It directs us.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If you could leave me with one piece in place, what would it be?
Make mistakes, but don't regret them. Learn from them. Because regrets are the hardest things to carry when you get older.
I don't think you understand the power that you truly possess. Even in the darkest times, which you may even be experiencing right now,
you still remain. You cannot be destroyed. Your soul, the life force behind those eyes, is the most powerful force that exists. Evil could open up Earth's core and hurl you down. It could cast you into an endless void. But again,
you still remain. Why is that? What does that mean? It means that you are the decider. You decide your fate. You decide who wins, as you bear the gift of choice.
Everybody wants to be a star, but they don't understand that stars shine brightest at night. When you're going through the darkness, when you're going through the hard times, that's when the champions shine the brightest. That's when it's go time. That's when it's really time to put in the work.
Listen, you're here because you know if you want your life to be different, you have to change, right? If you want your life to change, you have to change. The key to achieving success in any area of your life comes from your ability to change yourself. And a lot of times changing yourself comes from changing your mind first, reprogramming your mind to change your old patterns, to change your old beliefs, your old programs. And your thoughts, your habits, and your beliefs are your driving forces behind your actions. So if you can understand the psychology and the science that's behind mental reprogramming, then you can start to take charge of your life and create the future that doesn't look like your past.
Remind yourself that it's not about being perfect. It is about constantly putting one foot in front of the other, taking it moment by moment, step by step, not getting too ahead of yourself, right? Still keeping the vision and the goal and the dream at the forefront of your mind, knowing where you're trying to go, but understanding that it's a journey. And in this journey, you're going to make mistakes. In this journey, you're going to fall down. But every time you fall down, every time you make a mistake, every time you mess up, there's a lesson in it for you. There's an opportunity for growth. There's an opportunity to get back up and take the next right step, right? And that's why this journey is so beautiful, because you learn so much about yourself. It's about being open and constantly trying to progress each and every day.
What happens when I decide for myself that I'm going to do something different? I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You know, it's always a little bit frustrating to me when people have a negative relationship with failure. Failure is a massive part of being able to be successful. You have to get comfortable with failure. Yet you have to actually seek failure. Failure is where all of the lessons are. Successful people fail a lot. They fail a whole lot more than they succeed, but they extract the lessons from the failure, and they use that, the energy, and they use the wisdom to come around to the next phase of success.
Truly understand that these are your greatest years. The years that will either make you successful or entrap you into mediocrity for the rest of your life. So please, make sure you make the most out of them, because your time is limited.
You have to be okay with being misunderstood. You have to be okay with being rejected. You have to be okay with not thinking like the 99%. If you want to lead, you have to lead from a place of confidence. And the worst thing you want to be a follower that follows followers.
Problem is, right now, there's a lot of softness in the generation of entitlement of what I think I should be able to do. I should be able to enjoy my college years. I should be able to have a social life. I should be able to insert whatever you want, and that's fine. It'll just come at the cost of something else. And I'm not the one who says, like, this is right or wrong. I just say it is that way. There's only so many minutes, and there's a trade that you're going to be willing to make. And the people who will win are the ones who are willing to trade the most for the thing they want. And that oftentimes means you won't be able to go out as much. You won't be able to attend the birthday parties. You won't be able to. That stuff will suffer.
Can't believe in yourself without believing in possibility. If you can't believe in possibility without believing in yourself, the belief that they could heal has to be installed. I just started disbelieving again. I started doubting, and I had to get back and change my state and start believing again. And I think if you keep doing that, you believe, you behave, you become.
What if I fail? Oh, but my darling, what if you fly? I love that because it's true. Why not entertain the best case scenario? Why not flip your mindset into believing in yourself? What if it all works out? What if this is the best decision I've ever made? What if this is beyond my wildest dreams? What if I try and I not only fly, but I soar? And the fact is, if you try, you will fly in a new direction. It is true.
Feels like I get sucked into this negative state of mind so fast, it doesn't even feel like I have a choice. It feels like life is throwing me around and I have no say in where it goes. I understand. This is for no other reason than that evil fears you. It sees your power. It sees what will happen if you realize your full potential. And therefore, it will do anything and everything to make you blind to it. It will find your weak points,
and it will attack them relentlessly until you give in.
You know, people get up every day, they do the same thing. They tell themselves they're going to change their life one day, and they never do. I'm going to change mine.
Hey, bro, you can hit the reset button today. If you don't like whoever you've been up to this point, you can just stop being that person. Like today, you can decide to change the way you act, the way you behave. Every single day, including today, is an opportunity for you to hit the reset button on your entire personality, your work ethic, your discipline, your values. You can transform your entire being starting right now.
The way that you get better at making decisions is making decisions. See, it's not that you have a hard time making a decision. It's that you're unwilling to make the wrong decision.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Almost every single decision that you make in life, you can change or reverse. If you drop out of school, you can go back. If you break up with someone and realize, oh my God, that was wrong, you can tell them. And being able to make the wrong decision is how you make progress. There are no right or wrong decisions, ironically. There's just decisions. And the second that you make a decision, you now learn something. It's not about being right. It's about being willing to move forward and learn something from it.
That what you are after is not a career or a profession. It is not a yearly income goal. It is not a car or a lifestyle. What you are after is a feeling. You want to feel free. You want to feel a sense of control. You want to feel capable and accomplished. You want to feel like you have a clear purpose, and you want to feel like you are fulfilling that purpose. It is much deeper than a dream job or a lifestyle. Your soul is craving to feel, and you do not have enough of these feelings to satisfy that craving. This is what we are here to fix. This discomfort stems from a poor mental framework. It has nothing to do with anything in the physical realm. You've adopted habits, behaviors, and thought patterns from your surroundings your entire life. Many of these behaviors and thought patterns are faulty and limiting. This is what I call a poor foundation. In order to fix this problem, we need to recreate the foundation our mental framework is built upon, so that we can, with time, go on to build a strong and optimized mental framework, which will allow us to properly pursue these feelings that we are after and succeed in doing so.
Find the others. Admit it. You aren't like them. You're not even close. You may occasionally dress yourself up as one of them, watch the same mindless television shows as they do, maybe even eat the same fast food sometimes. But it seems that the more you try to fit in, the more you feel like an outsider, watching normal people as they go about their automatic existences. For every time you say club passwords like have a nice day and weather's awful today, eh? You yearn inside to say forbidden things like tell me something that makes you cry, or what do you think deja vu is for? Face it, you even want to talk to that girl in the elevator. But what if that girl in the elevator and the balding man who walks past your cubicle at work are thinking the same thing? Who knows what you might learn from taking a chance on a conversation with a stranger? Everybody carries a piece of the puzzle. Nobody comes into your life by mere coincidence. Trust your instincts, do the unexpected, find the others.
It's the human condition to be average. It's not to be as good as you can be. You know, it's the human condition to survive. Just get along, be average. It's special to get somebody to be the best that they can be, to understand the work ethic and how important it is to earn it, and you reap what you sow.
If the person you are competing against
loves the process, you are never going to beat them in the long run. I mean, there's no chance. You might beat them in the short run. It's like the person who loves climbing is going to climb much higher than the person who just wants to get the view from the summit. Point blank. Because they love it. They're going to do everything. They're going to get better at it. They're going to research. They're going to like everything about it. They are going to get better while this person's just focused on whatever the goal is.
There's a saying that if you do what you love, you will never work a day in your life. I learned that is a total crock. You'll work harder than you ever thought possible, but the tools will feel light in your hands.
Sometimes life's going to hit you in the head with a brick. Don't lose faith. I'm convinced that the only thing that kept me going was that I loved what I did. You've got to find what you love, and that is as true for work as it is for your lovers. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking, and don't settle. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it. And like any great relationship, it just gets better and better as the years roll on. So keep looking. Don't settle.
It's just a simple story. There were two nice people. One person built his house on the rock, and the other person built his house on the sand. And the storms came, as they always do, and the one that built his house on the rock was saved. And the one that built his house on the sand was lost. Not because he was evil, not because he was bad. Here's what it means. Nice people can make foolish decisions. Let's make sure we build on the rock so that we last forever, not on the sand, and be gone when the storm comes.
Please understand that nothing works the first time. What is the average number of times that a person tries with a new goal before they give up? Can you guess? Well, the average is less than one, because most people give up before they try even once, and they move away to a wonderful place called Sunday Isle. Sunday, and most people live on Sunday Isle. Your job and my job is to vote yourself off the island.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Everyone has the possibility to unlock something very, very special about him or herself. And it's up to your actions. Ultimately, it's you yourself who also is able to unlock it.
Why do you listen when your boss tells you to do something, but you couldn't care less when you tell yourself to do something? Why do you have an alarm set to get to work on time, but there's no alarm to show up for yourself on time? You know, there's obvious consequences when you don't do what you're supposed to at your job. But how do you not see the consequences of poor self-respect? Tell yourself to do things and do them and listen because you said so. Nobody else. That is the key to overcoming yourself.
It's taken you your whole life to become the person that you are today. So don't get upset with yourself if becoming an entirely new person doesn't happen overnight. It's a process, a journey, an adventure, not some project you can knock out in a couple of days.
You have to be singular, inflexible, unyielding in your own work so that even the struggle, that very struggle to achieve, becomes its own reward. A hard, simple ability to continue is a kind of blessing. The world may think of it as an obsession to you. Besides being sentimental, it's beside the point. Dreaming is a way of trivializing the process, the obsession that carries you through the failure, as well as the successes, which could be harder to get through. I mean, if you're dreaming, you're sleeping. That's important. an imperative to always be awake to your feelings, your possibilities, your ambitions, and don't get hung up on the consequences, because they can be good, like awards, success, and even celebrity, and they can be bad, like no awards, no success, and no celebrity.
Imagine you talk to the creator of the universe before birth and pick the person you get to become. You say, I want to be the most courageous. The creator replies and says, well, then I will give you monsters to terrify you so that you can conquer them. And you say, well, I want to be patient. Well, then I will make you work harder and longer so you can learn to wait. I want to be wise. And the creator replies, then I will give you failures that will crush your spirit so you can learn the value of judgment. You then say, sounds like a rough life. Can you give me a good life? Creator replies, just like we measure the quality of a blacksmith by the strength of his steel, I measure you by what you are at the end, not the fire and the hammer it took to make you. A good life isn't a life that's easy. A good life is a life that makes you into a good person. And that, my son, is a hard life.
There's not a single individual in this room to their path to greatness that hasn't left friends behind, that haven't left individuals behind. We outgrow certain individuals. We outgrow the way they think. We outgrow the way they act. We try to bring them along with us, but some of us just don't have the ability to do that. And you spend so much time on them that you forget to chase your own dreams.
When are you gonna start doing it for you? When are you gonna start going after your success for you? And stop thinking you need everybody else around you. You don't need their support. You don't need their love. You don't need their respect. The only love, respect, that you need is yours. You need to do it for you. This is a season of your life you need to be doing it for yourself. You need to be getting your health right, getting your body right. Understand that life don't go nowhere without your action.
Being alone is a harsh necessity, and if I'm fully transparent, I'd say most of my life was defined by just that. It's not that there weren't people around me, but I got to a certain point in growing up where I was almost certain that nobody would ever understand. You see, to be alone is very hard, and it's a constant pursuit in my life to get further from that, but I retain moments of embracing isolation because it's my opportunity to speak to the only person that is always on the same page, me.
We'll never feel ready to do things that scare you. You will never feel ready to take that leap. Your brain is designed to protect you, and change requires risk. And so you are protecting yourself by saying maybe tomorrow. If you want to change your life, you must make a decision to change your life.
Learn to become still and to take your attention away from what you don't want and all the emotional charge around it, and place the attention on what you wish to experience. Energy flows where attention goes. You can begin right now to feel healthy. You can begin to feel prosperous. You can begin to feel the love that's surrounding you, even if it's not there. And what will happen is the universe will correspond to the nature of your song. The universe will correspond to the nature of that inner feeling and manifest, because that's the way you feel.
It's never too late. Don't listen to these people who want to put you in a box. Don't listen to them. Be you.
Remember, you won't get everything you want. Simply, sometimes it hails on your crop and rains on your parade. It's that kind of planet. You must learn to handle the negative. Don't ignore it. Handle it.
Avoidance is just another form of fear. It's easier to run or to distract yourself, but that doesn't get you where you need to be. The real courage comes when you decide to face it head on. The discomfort doesn't disappear. You teach your body and mind that you're in control. Each time you face what you've been avoiding, you prove to yourself that you're not powerless. No more delaying, no more hiding. It's all part of the journey. This is your time to make it happen.
And what's the worst that can happen? We live in so much fear. We live in so much trepidation because we're worried about pain or frustration. Yet we've experienced pain and frustration, and yet here we are. We're still here. What's the worst that can happen?
Real interesting thing is, what if you don't do what it is that you want to do, and you never know what can happen? Because what can happen
is what you dream about.
The art of the comeback. There comes a point in life when everything seems to be falling apart. Maybe it's a mistake you made. Maybe it's a series of bad choices, or maybe it's something that felt beyond your control. A situation that pushed you down so hard that getting back up seems impossible. You look around and it feels like the world is moving on without you. People are succeeding, making progress, and you're stuck in the middle of your own mess, wondering where it all went wrong. The downward spiral, it's real. And when you're in it, it feels endless. It feels like you're caught in a cycle you can't escape from. A pattern that keeps repeating itself no matter what you do. And the more you fight it, the more it pulls you under. It's easy to feel defeated, to start believing that maybe this is just who you are now, that this is your life. But that's not the truth. The truth is, every single person who's ever made it, who's ever rebuilt themselves, who's ever had a comeback story worth telling, has stood exactly where you are now. And they felt the same way. Lost, hopeless, trapped. But the difference between those who stay down and those who rise again isn't that they had it easy. It's that they decided to fight for their own story. A comeback isn't about proving the world wrong. It's not about showing the people who doubted you that they were mistaken. It's about reclaiming yourself. It's about realizing that the version of you that's fallen isn't the final version. It's about understanding that yes, you made mistakes, yes, you messed up. But those mistakes don't define you. What defines you is what you do next. The world will try to define you by your lowest moments. It will try to put you in a box based on the times you fell apart, the times you lost control. But you are not the worst thing you've done. You are not the sum of your failures. You are the story you choose to write after everything goes wrong. A comeback starts with a simple decision. To face the mess you're in, to own it, and to do something about it. It doesn't matter how far you've fallen, it doesn't matter how bad it looks. All that matters is that you make the choice to get back up. Quietly, without drama, without fanfare, just a commitment to yourself to move forward. One step at a time. And that's the thing. The comeback doesn't happen overnight. It's not a moment. It's not an event. It's a process. It's waking up every day and choosing to take one small action to make one small improvement, even when it feels like nothing is changing. Because the truth is, the change doesn't happen all at once. It happens in the small things, in the day-to-day grind of rebuilding yourself when no one's watching. A comeback isn't glamorous. It's not a montage in a movie. It's not this sudden transformation where everything clicks into place. It's slow, it's hard, and it's lonely. It's filled with doubts and setbacks. There will be days when you'll think, is this even worth it? Days when you'll feel like you're making no progress at all. And it's in those moments that you have to dig deep and remind yourself that this is exactly where the change happens. In the struggle, in the quiet, in the moments when no one else sees what you're fighting for. The beauty of a comeback is that it's yours alone. It's your story, your battle, your journey. And when you rise again, it's not about anyone else. It's not about showing the world or proving the doubters wrong. It's about looking at yourself in the mirror and knowing that you had every reason to give up, every excuse to quit. And you didn't. You fought. And that's enough. You see, life will always give you reasons to spiral. It'll give you excuses to stay down, to stay stuck. but it will also give you the opportunity to rise, to rebuild, and to redefine yourself. The question isn't whether or not life will knock you down. It will. The question is what you're going to do about it when it happens. The comeback is about perspective. It's about understanding that the downward spiral isn't the end of your story. It's the turning point. It's where you learn who you really are. It's where you discover that you have a strength inside you that you didn't even know existed. And that strength doesn't come from avoiding the fall. It comes from surviving it. From standing back up. From doing the work. To get back on your feet. A downward spiral has a way of stripping away all the illusions, all the comforts, all the things that used to make you feel secure. And that's painful. It's brutal. But it also gives you a chance to rebuild, this time from the ground up, with a foundation that's real. This time, it's about creating a version of yourself that isn't afraid of falling again, because you know you have the power to rise. So, if you're in the middle of a downward spiral right now, if you're feeling like you've hit rock bottom, know this. Rock bottom is not your destination. It's your foundation.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Impossible is just a big word thrown around by small men. Find it easier to live in a world they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it. Impossible is not a fact, it's an opinion. Impossible is not a declaration, it's a dare.
So I know why you go on Instagram. I know why you, because you just have the time. You have the time. Because you don't want to put that time into bettering oneself.
You start going after your goals and you start achieving them. People will start looking at you differently, and secretly they will start hoping that you fail because it will make them feel better about the action they have never taken.
Progression is an ugly road that leads to a beautiful place. And the sad thing about that quote that's true is most people never get to that beautiful place because they never persevere. They give up before it's their time. They quit before they see their breakthrough. That's why I love a breaking point, because at a breaking point, that fork in the road, you got a choice. You can break down or you can break through. And when you choose to break through, those adversities strengthen you. All those things that have come against you, it strengthens you. That's why you got to find a meaning, a mission that carries you through this stage of resistance.
Get started and stay consistent. You have things to share with the world that only you can deliver. But you'll never experience them if all you replay in your mind are doubts and excuses on why going after your dreams now isn't a good time. You have what it takes. Get out of your own way. Don't count yourself out yet. Everything you want to achieve is possible. It might take time, effort, and discipline, but it's all within reach.
So if you're in the woods and you don't know where to go, start walking. You got to start walking because the perspective is not going to change. You have to start moving forward. You have to start taking steps in order to improve your vision, improve your perspective, change your perspective, make some kind of progress. And worst case scenario, you figure out that you walked the wrong direction. Okay. Now you can walk in the other direction, and that's going to be fine. But standing there, lost and not doing anything, is just waiting to die, waiting to starve to death.
The only thing in life that stands between you, everything you've ever wanted to do, is doing it. Not preparing to do it, not scheduling time to do it, not telling people you're gonna do it, not reading books about how to do it, not watching videos about how to do it, but instead, actually doing it.
There's a saying, there's a quote that I really believe in, that when the pain of the current reality becomes greater than the fear of change, that's when we change. So like when the pain becomes so intense that it's greater than the fear that you have of the unknown, then you'll go into the unknown. You can stand there at the door looking at this abyss, but when it becomes so painful that you walk into that, that's when the change happens.
But there's a hell of a lot more to you than you think, like way more. Enough to cope with the trouble of the world inside you. There's enough to cope with the trouble of the world. And you, if you had enough courage, you could let that out. Enough courage and faith, you could let that out. And everything would be better because of it.
Money fail because they get caught up into what winning was. It's supposed to fail at some point in time. You're supposed to get knocked down a couple times. You're supposed to lose. That's how you learn. Perfection is only a word because imperfection was discovered. You can't be perfect without knowing what imperfect is. You have to experience imperfection at some point to go, now I'm perfect.
I can feel something is shifting. Some people are not strong enough to adapt to the change. Some people don't know how to put it into practice in order to go with the change. There will come the time, and it's not going to take long, where a natural separation is going to take place. A natural separation. The ones that are able to read the signs, that are able to go with what is happening, to adapt to the changes this world is bringing to us, they will move on to another world. Other people that are unwilling, unable, may be incapable of adapting to the coming changes. It is simple like this. They will stay with the old world, which is about to end.
An eagle flies at a certain altitude, and the only other bird flies at that altitude is another eagle. So if he find himself flocking with pigeons, he may be flying too low.
One of the things limiting you from your income, your impact, a world-class life. You care too much about what people think about you. You can be world-class. You can fit in with the world. You don't get to do both. One thing I've learned is everyone has an opinion. Why let the opinions of other people deny you from a life that will make history?
This is my question to you. When you go free yourself, how long are you gonna stay in this pain expecting change to happen in your life? How long are you gonna stay in this situation expecting things to change in your life? You've been here for the last year, the last 5 years, the last decade, staying in the same mess, accepting the same mess, and wonder why you're stressed, wonder why you're not happy, wonder why you're not fulfilled, wonder why you're not experiencing the life that you deserve to experience. When you gonna free yourself from the pain? When you gonna free yourself from selling for less? Because I want to tell you right now, you don't have to accept it. I know you know that, but I need you to feel that, understand that. You don't got to accept it. You don't have to stay where you're just tolerated and not celebrated. You don't have to stay where you're not happy. You don't have to stay where you're not being better. You don't have to stay where you're suffering. You can free yourself from it.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.